back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, February 25th, 7:31 Central Standard Time, which means it is time for our special guest. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Tom Herron from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Washington, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Herron.
Good morning.
Good to have you as our guest this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Now, back in November, I think it was around, what, November 17th, tornadoes struck the area and really devastated the community there in Washington and the surrounding areas, correct?
Yes, very devastating.
What was much of the damage that happened at that time? How was the church and the community affected?
The tornado actually went through kind of from one corner of town to another, probably a path of about 4 miles. Last count I heard, there was 1,200 homes that had been affected, and about between 800 and 900 of them were leveled to the ground.
Wow.
So very devastating. Our church is right on kind of on the edge of the tornado. We sustained quite a bit of what I call more cosmetic type damage.
Sure.
Lost shingles. All our soffits and those type things and doors and windows were broken out. Our parsonage where I live as well was damaged, lost a big portion of the roof. So we were kind of right on the edge of the main damage.
Now, did you and many of the members of your congregation have to relocate temporarily?
Yes, we had initially we had 12 families that had to that were displaced, as I kind of termed it. Three of us are back into our homes, and the other nine are rebuilding.
I see. What was most devastating about this tornado and disaster?
I think the most devastating part is how it just completely turns lives upside down. I mean, you have a place to live, and all of a sudden you don't have a place to live. You're looking, you think, I need this item, and then you think, well, that item got blown away.
Sure.
So it just turns life upside down.
It affects home, and is Washington, in that part of Washington, is it primarily a bedroom community, or is there also some industry there as well?
It's mainly a bedroom community for Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of hospitals in Peoria. We have three major hospitals in Peoria. A lot of medical personnel live here in Washington, and also a lot of Caterpillar people live here in Washington.
So it was primarily residences that were affected by this tornado, correct?
Correct. I know of just two businesses that that were shut down because of the tornado, because of the damage.
Did it affect the sanctuary at Our Savior, were you able to continue to gather together in that sanctuary for worship?
The first Sunday after the tornado, a week later, we had to meet off-site, mainly because the area was blocked off by police. We couldn't, all the members couldn't get here.
Uh-huh.
So we held off-site 1 week. We were back then the following week. Again, a lot of cosmetic damage. The sanctuary did sustain a hole probably about 8 foot tall by about 8 foot wide, right where the organ sits. Our organ was damaged. We had to we're in the process of purchasing a new organ. But as far as the sanctuary goes, we were able to get that hole filled in, and we were worshiping then the final 2 weeks after the tornado back here in our building.
Wow. And so it really does take time to come back from such a disaster like this. What types of things has your congregation been doing to serve in the community to help recover from this?
We started it. Well, I'll have to put in a plug for Lutheran Church Charities here. Tim Hetzner was, I think he was my first voicemail that I received after the tornado, saying he was on his way, and they came here and they opened up shop and they said, if you want us here, we will be here and we will help. And we started relief efforts the very next day, helping people in the neighborhood. A lot of volunteers through Lutheran Church Charities came here, worked out of our building. I believe it was 2 days after the tornado, one of our families decided, we're just going to set up a grill on the corner of the parking lot and make hot dogs for families as they were sifting through their belongings there at their home sites. And it's amazing how food just started showing up. And we've kind of ended the efforts because of the weather here at the end of January. We kind of slowed down. And in our freezer in the church is 4 cases of hot dogs, and that's originally what they started with when they started feeding. So it's amazing all the food that's been donated, and we have yet what was initially planned for, and kind of the loaves and the fishes type thing.
Sure. It's amazing how a disaster sometimes can bring about a resurgence of vitality in a community that can bring a community back together.
Right, and that's in that, and I'm going to plug Lutheran Church Charities again. That was their goal. Let's get the church property cleaned up some. Let's let the church be a ray of hope in the community. And we spent a couple of days kind of getting things set up here, and then we went out into the community. And I think that was a great opportunity for us to witness. Too is working out of our facility here in Washington.
And I'm sure it was a pretty emotional time for most people in the congregation and the community. Did Lutheran Church Charities bring along the comfort dogs?
Yes, they did. The dogs have been here many times, and we've had them different places in the community and the schools. At the firehouse, we had them there at the their command post. They've been in some nursing homes here in town, so their presence has been felt all around.
And I'm sure well received.
Yes, very well received. In fact, they're asking to bring them back.
they've become regular friends in the community. So you've been working at rebuilding and serving the community, and Lutheran Church Charity certainly has been an important part of that. You said they, you know, first initially helped the congregation get fixed up, you know, get the site fixed up there so you could be a ray of hope in the community. Other efforts that have been going on out in the community that Our Savior Lutheran Church has been a part of.
Okay, there's just kind of tell you what's happening volunteer-wise here in town. There's Our Savior is out doing a lot of volunteer work, and one of our other churches here in the community, we've kind of taken that role of volunteering and helping people, you know, clean up, debris removal, those type things. Kind of what our area was is we provided dumpsters. We provided over 145 dumpsters for people to haul their debris away. And then there's some other. The Rotary Club here in Washington is very, very involved, and our ministerial association as well. In fact, our ministerial association here in town, along with the Rotary Club, has put together an unmet needs committee. So we're hearing cases, along with guidance from Red Cross and some other Christian organizations, to help people that's just got some unmet needs. Here in this time.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I want to hear about the continued recovery and relief efforts there after the tornado in November in Washington, Illinois. We've been talking with Pastor Tom Herron from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Washington, Illinois. Stick around for more right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Why are some saved and not others? Does God choose some for heaven and others for hell? Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the formula of Concord, talking to Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about election.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service has been there for me since I began the American leg of my journey as a refugee. Their staff helped me and my family to a local church in the community where I resettled, a church whose hospitality could not have been more important in my transition to a welcoming American society. Learn more about Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and journeys like mine, LIRS.org.
Hello, I'm Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast for KFUO. We totally depend on the gracious supporters who want this gospel voice to continue and expand as the messenger of good news of Christ. A wonderful part of this support is our underwriters, an ever-increasing number, and so we ask you to find out who they are by checking them out on our website or as you hear them here on KFUO. Write, call, or tell them how much you appreciate their support of Worldwide KFUO.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, February 25th, 7:41 Central Standard Time. Today, we are talking with Pastor Tom Herron from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Washington and a follow-up to their recovery efforts after the tornadoes that hit November 17th in 2013. Pastor Herron, before the break, we were talking about some of the work that you've been doing and really the leadership that your congregation has been taking in serving the community. How has the community responded to the mercy and the outreach that the folks at Our Savior Lutheran Church have provided?
Well, I think most of all, they're very thankful. I'm amazed at the thank you letters that I get from families that we've helped, and I think, you know what, they're very busy. They got a lot of things going on. They're dealing with insurance companies. Some have moved two and three times, but they still take time to write a thank you, and it's really great to see how the community has responded in a lot of different ways to all the volunteer efforts that have happened here and all the donations that have been made. So very appreciative. Most people are very, very appreciative.
What are the needs now for Our Savior Lutheran Church and throughout the community in Washington, Illinois?
Probably the biggest needs for the community, our congregation, we've been blessed. I was one of our people that have been taking care of the donations that have come in. I've wanted to ask them, how many different churches and how many different states has sent us donations, and it's amazing the outpouring donations that have come in from across the country. So our church has done very well, and we've used those resources to help the community in a lot of different ways. And I think right now that probably the biggest needs are some people are kind of to the point to where they're reestablishing their home. They're still working on that. Many won't be in their homes till probably Christmas time, maybe a little bit before Christmas, as a home, home building process takes about 6 months. So there's a lot of needs, just small needs like kitchen utensils and groceries, those type things. So we've been supplying gift cards. So gift cards have been a great way to help. Some people, as they're rebuilding, some homes are able to be, just refurbished. I know in the spring there's going to be a lot of needs for landscaping help. You wouldn't believe the number of nails and pieces of glass that are scattered throughout the yard. So those type things, help cleaning those type things up.
I'm sure that you will continue to find things in places you never thought. Huh?
Exactly, we still are.
Is there anything that you lost that you still just can't find?
My Bible was lost for about 5 weeks, and actually, what happened was is when the tornado hit, the windows in the office area were blown out, and they just started emptying some of the members. We had our late service going on, and their cars were totaled in the parking lot. No one could leave.
Oh, wow.
And they just started it's great the way they just rallied and started cleaning up areas. But a lot of my stuff, my computer and books, were put into a gentleman's van, and my Bible was found in his van 5 weeks after the tornado. So
I'm sure you were glad to find it.
Yes. I have other Bibles, but this was the one I always use, so it was good to find it.
So what comes next? What are the things that Our Savior Lutheran Church and will be doing? I know you're partnering with Lutheran Church Charities to do some work. What are the things that lie ahead for you?
Well, it's as you drive through town, and every morning I drive through a different neighborhood just to kind of see what new homes are going up and what homes are being repaired, and as you drive through town, a large portion of the debris is gone. I mean, cleanup efforts have really gone well. So I think once the weather breaks and the snow's gone and the temperature's warm a little bit, we'll do a final cleanup or, you know, some final debris removal and some cleanups. So that'll be a big need here probably in the April and May time frame. And then I think an area that some probably kind of forget about is just the effects that it's had on people. So I know myself and other churches in the area, we're looking at bringing in counselors and those type things for people that need that.
Mm-hmm.
In July, we're going to host what's called Camp Noah through Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota, and that's geared for kids that have been through a disaster. That's a week-long camp for them, and we're going to host that here at our church. There's block parties going on. Our ministerial association has put on. We had 11 churches hosting block parties here a couple weeks ago and to invite the residents to come and to see their neighbors. A lot of them have not seen their neighbors since the tornado because they've all been displaced in different directions. And we're going to have another round of block parties the first part of June. So a lot of those type efforts just to get people together, offer them counseling opportunities if that's needed. And, of course, if there's some financial needs, we will try and help in those areas as well.
You mentioned that most of the debris has been cleaned up, and then once the weather breaks and you can really get outside and do more, that, you know, the debris should be gone pretty quickly. Seeing that all cleaned up, what does that do for morale in the community?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we were doing cleanup efforts, and because our community is not a huge community, the city was really taxed in trying to get the debris removed. They only have so many hands to do it. They only have so many trucks and the equipment to do that. So that's when we kind of decided we're going to supply dumpsters for people. And some people thought, is that really a good way to help people? But it's amazing that when we brought dumpsters in and we cleared someone's site, the relief that it brought them. And, you know, their house is cleaned up now, and then they can take that next step towards recovery. It's a lot of people have really struggled with, you know, going to their damaged home or their leveled home to sift through the things. It's just very taxing on them emotionally, and this helps bring closure to them. So that cleanup brings closure, and it really helps kind of take the next step towards rebuilding.
We mentioned earlier, we started to talk about this, that sometimes a disaster can bring a community together. What are some of the things that your congregation, that Our Savior Lutheran Church, has gained out of, what are the good things that have come out of this?
Well, I think the good thing for us as a congregation, it has really helped us to be a little bit more of a light in the community, I guess you would say. Our church is located in a neighborhood. We're not out on a main street, so I think a lot of people know who we are and what we're about. I received a compliment from one of the other pastors through the Ministerial Association. He says, you know, I was talking to a family that you helped clean up their debris, and they said, you know what, those Lutherans, they actually prayed with us. And I think that's good to know that the volunteers that have worked through us are out there not only helping with their hands cleaning up, but also helping reach spiritual needs as well.
Out of all of this experience, what have you learned? What have you and maybe some of your members shared that they've learned through this whole experience?
I think one thing that I've heard from a few of the members is it really made us aware that things aren't important. Things can be blown away. Things can be taken away from us. So I think that's helped a lot of people in their faith life as well to take another step at saying, you know, we need to let God, you know, be in control of our lives more than what we allow Him to. And so that's one of the big things that I've noticed from this.
What are we talked about what your plans are and how to help in the community. Are there things that our listeners could do or maybe people in surrounding communities could do that would be helpful?
Well, obviously, prayer is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Just praying for the families. I mean, there's a lot of families that are really struggling financially, emotionally, and spiritually. So prayer, obviously, is the best way that people can help. One thing that's been a huge help monetary donations and gift cards. Gift cards are a great way to help people if in need, you know, if they need to pick up some things at a store or replace some of the things that they lost. So those are the big ways that someone can help now. And again, once we get going with volunteer efforts, once the weather breaks, you know, helping hands are great to have here on the ground as well. And that it can all be done through register through Lutheran Church Charities.
Very good. And that would be LutheranChurchCharities.com. You can register on that website to help with those efforts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. And let's see. Coming up, you had some scheduled for March 1st, some efforts, some work to do. It looks like because of the weather, you're going to delay things a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, we're gonna shoot for March 15th now. It's just, even if we could, we've had quite a bit of the snow melt, but stuff still stuck to the ground, froze to the ground. So we're going to shoot for March 15th. We have a few jobs lined up, ready to go, and a number of volunteers have already registered, so we're looking forward to getting back out there and helping people.
Very good. And if folks want to find out more about your congregation, they can do that on the web as well. What's your website?
It's oslwashington.org.
Very good. Our Savior Lutheran Church and Preschool in Washington, Illinois, recovering from the tornadoes in November. To find out more about their congregation, the work that Pastor Heron and the folks are doing there at Our Savior Lutheran Church, you can check it out at oslwashington.org. We'll link to it today as well with the archive of today's program. Pastor Heron, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners as we're wrapping up our time today?
Well, I know some people that are probably hearing this have sent donations or maybe even sent volunteers up here, and it's greatly appreciated. And I know a lot of people, you know, I'll get letters saying, you know, here's a check. I know I can't do much, but it's amazing how much just a little bit can do in this community and with you know, the ministries that we're working through here. And so I give thanks for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have prayed for us and also donated and volunteered. And it's great to see the Christian community come together, not only here in the Washington area, but throughout the United States and even across the world. I have a couple pastor friends over in Africa that they've called and prayed and those type of things. So it's greatly appreciated.
It's certainly encouraging to see both the mercy and witness going hand in hand there in your community. To see you and the members of your congregation not only reaching out with a hand to help a neighbor clean up debris, but also praying with them, sharing the message of Jesus with them, the good news of Jesus with them right there in your own community.
Yeah, it's great to see God at work.
Amen to that. We've been talking with Pastor Tom Heron from Our Savior Lutheran Church and Preschool in Washington, Illinois. Thanks so much, Pastor Heron, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, I thank you very much.
God's blessings to you and the folks at Our Savior. I'm sure we'll follow up again in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, coming up in the next hour, we'll join together to study the daily lectionary with Pastor Gary Schulte from Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.